now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time to take a look at sports. And the St. Louis Cardinals hosted the Diamondbacks last night with more. Here is your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. And last night at Busch Stadium, what a pitcher's game between Merrill Kelly and Jack Flaherty of the Cardinals. It was 1-1 through six, but then five runs scored for Arizona in the seventh, 6-3 Diamondbacks.
Pitching was king the first six innings. Both pitchers pitched extremely well, but the Diamondbacks, who are leading the National League West, came up with a big inning. They came up with a slam in that inning, and that was against Andre Pallante, who was not sharp. Genesis Cabrera looked great out of the Cardinals' bullpen. A big night for Wilson Contreras, but too much Diamondbacks.
Well, Genesis Cabrera was very good out of the pen for the Cardinals, and Flaherty had a good start, but things got away from him with three quick base runners in the seventh.
Yeah, he was very sharp with his fastball. I thought his slider was terrific, and if Jack pitches like that, he's going to win a lot of games.
Alec Burleson hit a home run in the 6-3 loss, and game two of the series features Jordan Montgomery 2-1 for the Cardinals against Dre Jameson 2-0 for the D-backs. And we're on the air at 5:50 tonight.
The Cardinals and the Diamondbacks again tonight. Pregame 5:50, the first pitch 6:35, all on News Talk Radio KWPM and KUKU 100.3. Well, Jacob deGrom exited with sore right wrist problems after pitching four spotless innings, and two Texas Ranger relievers completed a one-hitter last night in a 4-0 victory over the Kansas City Royals. The NHL playoffs have started, and that all got underway last night. The Blues cleaned out their lockers and met for the final time with media. This is the first season since 2018 the Blues have not made the playoffs, and it was their first losing season since 2007-2008. Patrick Mahomes is recovering from a high ankle sprain that he suffered during last season's run to the Super Bowl. The two-time Super Bowl champion said there is still a little bit of limitations going forward for the next few weeks as he works to return for the start of spring training camp. Mahomes also relayed that swelling in the ankle has gone down, but he would not call himself 100%. The 27-year-old did not undergo surgery for the injury. The Chiefs will hold their first 2 weeks of their off-season program virtually following an extended season. The Willow Springs YMCA and G&W Foods annual two-person golf scramble tournament is going to be held Saturday, April 22nd at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Baño Municipal Golf Course. It's a 10 a.m. shotgun start. The tournament benefits YMCA programs and the scholarship fund. Flights and payout will depend upon the number of entries. Players will have a chance to win a hole-in-one prize, and there will also be nice contest prizes on each hole. Now, it's limited to the first 30 teams, so you can swing by the Willow Springs YMCA at 405 West Main Street or call 417-469-5101. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.